hell was that?
Person and I, you know, I just try to stick to myself, try to do my own thing and stay at home and, you know, work on my my crochet and my needlepoint and, you know, occasionally write letters to the Queen, thanking her for being such a great representative of the Commonwealth and really putting making me very proud to be a Canadian, you know. And at the time, I really wasn't sure that there would be any point in you know, joining in the fray, you know, because I've been to demonstrations before and you know, the war still happened and everything like that. So I'm not really sure that public mobility really does any good for the world. So mostly I just like to stay at home and cook for my cat and you know, I like to watch television. I really like Star Academy and Canadian Idol. I mean, I hope one day to be able to meet Ben Mulrooney because I think he's really got something going on there. You know, he's a very talented man. I think perhaps even more talented than his father. I mean, they're both great actors, but I think Ben might even be a little bit better of an actor than his father was, you know. So I was writing a letter to Ben Mulrooney. I mean, I try to write one every week, you know, just to sort of give him the support that he deserves, you know. And I was complimenting him on how shiny his shoes were on the last episode of Canadian Idol. And, you know, I was hoping, occasionally I write songs to you and I send them and, you know, I really would like if you know, Sass Jordan maybe looked at them and considered covering my material because, you know, I'd like to contribute to the legacy of Canadian pop as well, you know. But the thing was, it was kind of a weird day because the sun set really early. I mean, days were getting shorter and everything, of course, because, you know, the summer was over. But the sun set at like 3 p.m., which I had never kind of experienced before. But, you know, I'm into new things, so I thought, what the hell, you know, nighttime at 5 p.m. And it seemed like there were maybe a few more strangers on the street than usual. I mean, there was that guy who honks his horn repeatedly as he backs out of his driveway. I think he must imagine that he's going to get hit or something, but it takes him about 20 minutes to back out of his driveway, so it's a bit annoying to just constantly be hearing this, like, you know, like... leaving him a note on his windshield just saying, like, why don't you back into your driveway so then you don't have to make all that noise when you come out. But, you know, some people, they have their rituals, you know. I mean, some people go to church, other people masturbate, and I guess this guy just likes to honk his horn. So there was him, and then there was this other guy that was also on the street who just likes to scratch a lot. I guess he just is an itchy kind of guy. I mean, some guys are really itchy, you know. There's a lot of itchy people. I don't think it gets discussed enough in the media, really, itchiness. I wish it did. I wish we talked a bit more, because I think it's terrible to just repress all of our itches, you know, that we have. So the itchy guy and the guy were on the street, and then there was also the you know, that lady that is like, she's, I don't know, she's very expressive, let's just say. The last time I saw her, she said to me, "Take that voodoo shit out of your ass!"
root shit out of your ass!
And I didn't really know exactly what she meant by that, because I don't think I have any voodoo shit up my ass. But honestly, I can't see up my ass, so she might be right, you know. I mean, some people have the ability to see through clothes and skin and tissue, so maybe she's right. Maybe I do have a whole bunch of voodoo shit up my ass and I should just take it out. I don't know exactly how to do that, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Up our ass that we've just been ignoring, you know. It's possible. So maybe if we all just sort of made an effort to take that voodoo shit out of our ass, there might be a few less crazy people in the world. That's what I think.